Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll do a combination New York City polling quiz and an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in poll about what issue matters most to you in New York City right now. This bounces off a Quinnipiac poll that came out the other day and made some news and had some interesting findings about attitudes in New York City. So let me keep this as simple as possible to get the calls going, and then we'll play a little guess what the public said to the pollsters on this as you call in. The very simple question is, I'll give you two, both simple. What do you think is the most important issue in New York right now, if you live in New York City? This is a New York City one. And about Mayor Adams' first few weeks, do you generally approve or disapprove of the way he's starting out? And here are some of the choices that Quinnipiac gave their poll respondents on which item to put at the top of their list. Inflation, unemployment, homelessness, climate change, health care, racial inequality, schools, affordable housing, or crime. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Oh, I left out COVID-19. So how would you rank any of these? Top one, top two, top three of concern to you in New York City right now? Crime, COVID-19, inflation, unemployment, homelessness, climate change, healthcare, racial inequality, schools, or affordable housing? Top one or two issues to you out of those that list in New York City? And while you're at it, about Mayor Adams' first few weeks, do you generally approve or disapprove of the way he's starting out? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I will ask each of you one of the poll questions that broke out as a news story, and that is, do you think crime is a very serious problem in New York City right now? Or I will ask, do you think it's something less than very serious? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Rank the issues, approve or disapprove of Mayor Adams. Tell us if you see crime as a very serious issue or not a very serious issue at this moment in New York City, 212-433-9692. And along the way, we'll see if you can guess how the public responded to a number of the questions that they asked. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll do that combination New York City polling quiz and our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show call-in poll about what issue matters most to you in New York City right now. And to give credit where credit is due, this bounces off a Quinnipiac poll that came out last week and made some news. And I'll give you some of those results as we go. Linda in Ridgewood, Queens, you're on WNYC. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, good morning. I just feel that there are way too many guns in the hands of people in New York, and that has to be reduced. And subway crime is a little scary, but I believe that is also due to a lack of enough behavioral health treatment for a lot of people.
All right. So here's a quiz question. The Quinnipiac poll asked, do you think crime is a very serious problem in New York City right now or something less than very serious? What would, and I kind of put the or something less than very serious tag on it just for clarity, for contrast. But Quinnipiac asked, do you think crime is a very serious problem in New York City right now? What would your own answer to that question be?
I would say I'm not super concerned with crime. I think more the underlying issue of people aren't getting help. and that is leading to crime.
Uh-huh.
Now, so it's not just bad people out there, it's people who need help.
Within 5 percentage points, do you think you can guess what percentage of the poll respondents said crime is a very serious problem in New York City right now?
I would say probably 90%.
Yeah, well, it was 74%. But even at that, that is a record since Quinnipiac started asking the question in 1999. The previous record was 50% saying crime is a very serious problem in 2016. And that's the headline that jumped out, that 74%. First time ever that it was remotely that high in the 20 plus years they've been asking the question. 74% said crime is a very serious problem in New York. So, Linda, thank you very much for starting us off. Let's go to Jacob in Brooklyn. Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. So I just wanted to point out that for me personally, I think, like the previous caller, the safety in New York City. And second issue would be the affordable housing. So for crime, I'll be honest with you, my wife recently came from overseas, and I honestly forbid her from using the subway. I tell her, just go ahead, safest use the buses. And then, like right now, at the moment, I am driving for Uber and Lyft. And when I have customers coming in, especially tourists, like I don't want to scare them, but I tell them, like, honestly, the subway isn't safe. And I just want to see an improvement on that, because honestly, I would love, for my wife to use the subway independently. But honestly, it's really, really dangerous at this moment. And then, I don't know, I just prefer affordable housing. I feel like if it doesn't get better or it doesn't change, I'm probably going to have to move. And I'm thinking about either moving to the south or maybe like somewhere in Michigan.
Interesting. That was another set of questions in the poll. Let's see if I have that at my fingertips. Okay, people were asked by Quinnipiac, would you rather remain in New York City or would you rather move out? Give me your best guess as to what percentage said they would rather remain in New York City.
I said at least 60%.
Yeah, you're right. You just about nailed it. It was 59%. Said they would rather remain in New York City. 38% said they would rather move out. Now, if you had a guess, breaking that down by race, white, black, and Hispanic, because those are the three categories they had. I guess they didn't measure Asian separately. How different do you think they would be on rather remain in New York City or rather move out?
I'll be honest with you. Like in terms of black and Hispanic, I'd say they are more likely to move out. Whites, I guess, depending on if you're like Hispanic white, Arabic white, or whatever white. I mean, I would say they would generally say they would stay. Yeah.
Thank you, Jacob. Thanks a lot. The answer to that last question, according to Quinnipiac, 33% of whites said they would rather remain, 35% of blacks. This is rather move out. 33% would rather move out of whites, 35% of blacks, and 43% of Hispanics told Quinnipiac they would rather move out of New York City. Debbie in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. My thing is that the police have had the most money that they've ever had before, and yet, the crime is now high again, and that's because this money should go into social services and not towards the police. I think defunding the police will bring the crime down.
Now, let me ask you this about Mayor Adams' first few weeks. Do you generally approve or disapprove of the way he's starting out?
I generally disapprove.
And what would you guess the Quinnipiac finding was of people overall? General approval versus disapproval?
You know, I think it's probably about even. He's done some things that satisfy a lot of people that I don't agree with, but I'm sure there's people that are fine. There hasn't been any huge controversies yet.
Turns out, at least according to this poll, not every poll is accurate, but there have been a few polls now that have found something similar. The Siena poll number came out of a similar 61% approve of Mayor Adams' job performance so far, just 28% disapprove. So he's got a 2-to-1 approval ratio there, 61 to 28, better than 2-to-1. And what do you think the racial breakdown is there, black, white, Hispanic? Any guess?
Oh, I don't know. I would say white people probably approve of him the most.
And you will be surprised to learn that he had a 61% approval rating among blacks, 45% approval rating among whites, 41% approval rating among Hispanics. So, Debbie, there you go. Thank you very much. Francesca in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Francesca.
Hi, Brian. I am so thrilled to be talking to you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm actually a native New Yorker, and I love this town, but I feel like we're uniquely vulnerable to climate change. And I think all of our planning to that effect has been short-term and top-down and reactive. And I think we need to counter it with some comprehensive planning.
What percent, I have this here, I'm going to look it up. What percent of the public in the Quinnipiac poll do you think listed climate change as their number one issue?
Oh, man. I guess I'm a cynic. I'm going to say maybe like 40%.
As their number one issue, right? So this is the
question. Oh, okay. Their number one, probably less than that. Maybe like 25%?
It was, if I'm reading this chart right, it was like 1%.
Oh, no, really?
In terms of the number one issue, it was
okay.
1% compared to crime way up there as number one, followed by affordable housing, number two at just 14%. Crime is like in its own category. COVID-19 was fourth, down at 8%, listing it as the number one issue. Homelessness was third at 9%. Crime way up in its own category. And yes, climate change, as far as number one issue in New York City right now, that doesn't mean people don't consider it an urgent issue, but but in terms of the ranking. All right, let me give you one. Well, I gave you that quiz question, so I'm going to move on to another caller. Francesca, thank you very much. We'll go to Glenn in Park Slope. Hi, Glenn. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. I want to mention something I never hear mentioned. Implementing equality of the public schools. De Blasio did a fantastic job that's constantly underrated of giving us universal pre-K. The benefits of that are just incredible. And yet we don't go the next step. We want to talk about one or two high schools, how they're not equal. But what about talking about how to make all the schools high quality? If you go to the private school model, say from St. Anne's in Brooklyn or at Brooklyn Friends, they'll put two certified teachers in the classroom, 20 children to a class. And they always tell us, oh, numbers don't matter. But in the private schools, it seems to matter. And Scott Stringer, who wasn't my favorite, but he had a proposal to put two teachers in every classroom, and no one else picked up on it, and it died. And as an educator, I think it's a fantastic idea. And pour some money into the schools that aren't performing. I think it's the number one issue.
Yeah, I think Stringer's proposal was two teachers into certain classrooms. It might have been up through third grade or something like that. But there was a proposal to put two teachers in a lot of classrooms. You know, you trigger a memory. I would have to look this up to confirm it. But I seem to recall just after 9/11, there was a mayoral election that year. That's when Bloomberg got elected. And in a poll that fall after 9/11, but before Election Day, people were asked what their number one issue was, and probably a lot of people in the media expected it to be safety from terrorism, and education came out as the number one issue.
And
safety from terrorism was further down. Right now, it didn't come out as the number one issue. But
it relates to crime, too. It relates to crime directly.
Absolutely. And Eric Adams would certainly say that. What's the line that he says all the time? If you don't educate, you will incarcerate. So
that's right. That's all right. Right. If I can sneak in one second one.
Go ahead.
When they talk about affordable housing, I just want to say that don't ever focus on how you're going to guarantee the policy, the fine print of making it affordable, that the right people get it, and that it stays affordable. I just want to say to the developers, keep everyone happy. Oh, 20%, 20%. But I want to have a microscope put on that 20%. Who gets that housing? And how do we make sure it stays affordable? Like some places in Denmark and even across the country, there's some affordable housing programs that keep it affordable perpetually.
So, Glenn, here's a poll question for you. Since you brought up public schools as your number one, what...
Yes.
This is a poll and quiz question, to be clear. In the actual Quinnipiac poll, what percent do you think approved and what percent do you think disapproved of Mayor Adams' handling of the public schools so far?
Wow, that's a hard one.
And it's really early. I mean, this is keeping in mind, it's really early in his administration for school policy.
Well, I approved of it, but I'd say it's probably 50-50.
It's 44-31 with the rest undecided.
Yeah.
So 44% approval and 31% disapproval in the early days of Eric Adams for school policy. I'd say that's not the most meaningful poll number out of the group. But, you know, a decent start for him and David Banks, the school's chancellor. So they will see what they build on over time. Thanks for your call. Glenn, this is WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. We are New York and New Jersey Public Radio. A couple of more minutes on our combination New York City polling quiz and our own informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show poll about what issue matters most to you in New York City right now. Elizabeth in Manhattan Beach, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Right, I really feel that, unlike so many other New Yorkers, that crime is not such a tremendous problem. I think it's been exaggerated, especially in terms of the subways. My son travels on the subway every 5 days a week to and from Manhattan from Brooklyn. He's never had a problem. He's never seen a problem. I think the problem is that you have one horrendous incident, like that woman being pushed onto the tracks a month ago, and everybody's aware of it, and it makes it seem as if the subways is a terribly dangerous place. But meanwhile, there are 3 million people who are traveling on the subways every day. And I still feel that crime, even though it has increased somewhat of late, it is, I'm not saying it's not a problem. Of course it is, as always. But I think the idea that people are all afraid of traveling on the subways is really not appropriate. I travel on the subways, a couple of days a week, and I'm not afraid.
and certainly when you look at stats in terms of the curve of history, it's a little like how, you know, in November when it's 40 degrees for the first time since the previous winter, everybody's like, oh, it's so cold out. And then when you get to now, February, and oh, it comes back up to 40 degrees and everybody says, oh, it's so mild out today, right?
Right.
10 years ago, when the number of murders was about the same that it is now, Mayor Michael Bloomberg was touting New York as the safest city, big city in America, and look how safe it is, and look how far crime has come down, and people would have told these pollsters, oh, New York feels very safe now. And I realize shootings are higher, but like same number of murders, and people are saying New York is unsafe in record numbers as to when they were saying it was so safe a decade or so ago.
Yeah, I agree
it's going
completely.
Up rather than down.
I have this running argument with one of my friends, and she's always listening to local news, and there's just so much emphasis on any time there is a shooting, you know, you hear about it on the TV news. And I think that, as I say, there's just too much emphasis, too much coverage on every crime that occurs in the city.
All right, here's a poll quiz question. What do you think the response was to this Quinnipiac question? Do you approve of Mayor Adams' handling of police community relations? What percent approved?
Oh, police community relations, eh? To tell you the truth, I have no idea. I guess I can take a guess like everybody else. It depends which group, probably. I would say maybe 60 approve. 30 disapprove?
Yeah, and you got it about right. You got it about right. 57% approve of his handling of police community relations. And I could look at the breakdown. Let's see. Okay. I'll give you this one more, Elizabeth. Since we've been doing our reading project on his blueprint to end gun violence, do you think, from what you know, that it strikes the right balance between law enforcement and crime prevention programs, or is it too much law enforcement or too much crime prevention?
I'm sorry, but I'm not really familiar with this outline.
All right, then I'm gonna move on. That's fair. We always respect people who are honest enough to say, I don't know, instead of faking it. And Carlos in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hey, Carlos, thanks for calling in. What's your number one issue?
Oh, yeah, hi. Yeah, I listen to your show a lot. Yeah, I think it's crime, and not just, major crime. I mean, even, you know, things like almost being run over by e-bikes on the sidewalk and stuff like this. And personally, I think as far as the crime we've been seeing, it's because of Rikers, okay? They need to bring that population down. I know at one time it was 13,000. And they're letting out people that are mentally ill, okay? And there's no place to put them. You know, on Rikers there, they can easily build a temporary hospital or whatever they need. They've already approved a tram to LaGuardia, so they could extend that if they ever build it. And I don't know. That's my take.
That's your take. Okay, so here's a quiz question for you. On the question of do you approve or disapprove of the way Mayor Adams is handling crime, what do you think the racial breakdown was? White, black, Hispanic. On do you approve or disapprove of the way Mayor Adams is handling crime? On a racial breakdown, who do you think approved more or less? Or take a guess at numbers if you want.
I would say it's probably fairly equal. I think that he's trying to find a balance. I think it's too soon to judge, but people voted for him because they are tired of the crime here.
And Carlos, thank you very much. And yes, the answer is by race, 49% of whites approve of the way Mayor Adams is handling crime so far. 62% of blacks, according to Quinnipiac, and 46% of Hispanics. And that might be counterintuitive for some people. If the crackdown is seen as more risky to black New Yorkers because of excessive policing or the potential for excessive policing, at the same time, black neighborhoods have a disproportionate amount of crime, according to the mayor's stats. So maybe it's surprising, maybe it's not, but there's that Quinnipiac finding. 49% of whites approve of the mayor's handling of crime so far. 62% of blacks approve so far. 46% of Hispanics, they call them Hispanics in Quinnipiac. Some people say Latinos, whatever. So he's got the highest approval rating among blacks if the Quinnipiac numbers are accurate on his handling of crime so far. All right, that wraps up our combination call-in informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll and our Quinnipiac poll quiz.